Yes, it's a wonderful day today, a time when we give thanks to God for our Sunday club and all that's happened in the last year and this last month especially. But let's quiet our hearts as we sing our first song, where we remain seated as we sing All Heaven Declares. Shall we pray together? Dear God, we thank you that we can be here this morning on this glorious sunny day. Thank you that you are the risen Lord. You are alive. You are alive in our hearts and in our lives. You are alive in this place. And today we want to give you all the thanks, all the praise, all the honor that you are due. So Lord, be with us now, we ask. In Jesus' name, amen. So we're going to continue in song. And lots of the songs this morning have been chosen as their favourites of the children. So I invite you to stand if you're able as we continue to celebrate our risen Lord. Let's stand. Amen. Isn't that great news that we are set free in Jesus? In him we have new life. And the good news is that he never leaves us. He never gives up on us. He will never walk out on us despite our failures. He is always there for us. So shall we continue to sing In My Wrestling and In My Doubt? Amen. Please take a seat. And thank you, girls, for leading us with the actions. That was brilliant. Thank you.
Sorry, I'm sitting there and I'm up. Just having slight book panics and things, thinking, have I got it all right? Anyway, it's been another year. It's the first year I've coordinated the Sunday Club. Steep learning curve in some ways, carrying on from big shoes. But it's been a great year. We've got a brilliant team. As always, we still have gaps in our team. So if you are interested in helping, please do speak to me or one of us, because it's not a massive commitment, and there's roles where you don't have to do any preparation. You can just roll in and be there to support other people. We've also got our zoo trip coming up in a couple of weeks. If you've signed up to that, I will get the information to you this week. If you haven't, you could still sign up if you want to grab me as well. Last admin thing, we've got our messy church coming up the 4th of October. We'll get some flyers out as well, but if you can help with that, brilliant. We've also got a light party coming up the end of October. So there's loads going on, loads you could be involved with, even if you don't want to be on a regular basis. But yeah, this summer, and I've only been around a half of it, we have been exploring the things that Jesus said that he is, and hopefully it might pop up on the screen. Brilliant. You're going to help me, are you? Excellent. Around the church, there are 6 slips of paper. You've found them all already, so don't give it away. If you are younger and you would like to go and find one, if you find one, bring it to the front and sit up here. There's 6 to find. Go. Katie, you can find one. You're allowed. If you find one, come to the front. We've got to find 6. Brilliant. Come and sit up here then. That's it. No, not Joe's order of service, I'm afraid. A little slip. Sorry. You are very warm. Ronaldo, you are warm. There is one that has not been found and you are very close to it. You are quite close. You're getting colder. Come on. I know it's been the summer holiday, but... Oh, there we go. How many have we got? Come and sit up here if you've got one. Let's check. We've got 6. Ivy's got one. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Brilliant. We've got them. If you want to stay and sit at the front, even if you've not got one, that's absolutely fine, because they're going to help us. So, first week, we explore Jesus saying, I am the light of the world. And we did lots of exploring about things in the dark. Sorry, Claire. Yeah. and had a lot of fun with that. Who's got the Bible verse which says number one? You have. Brilliant. Would you be willing to read it for me? Wait a second, I need to get the microphone.
Jesus said, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life.
Fantastic. Thank you, Samuel. So yeah, Jesus said, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness. We then moved on to number two, which was the true vine.
Jesus said, I am the true vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit.
Fantastic. And that was when we made our great big prayer grapevine, which is slightly deflating as we go, but it has lasted us well. And that was our all-age service in here when we were exploring what that meant to bear fruit. And then we moved on to number three. You happy to read it?
Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep.
Oh, that's the end of it. Yes. I wasn't going to make you read it, Poppet. Okay, I'm sorry. I didn't know. You don't have to read it. Oh, maybe Samuel might come and read it for you. Yeah? I wasn't going to make you read it, Poppet. Sorry. I can see why you thought it would be that way. But yes, I was Elizabeth doing our wonderful sheep cakes and all sorts of things like that, exploring what that meant to be following Jesus and him as our shepherd. I've probably terrified you for life now, haven't I? I'm sorry. Then we moved on to number four. Are you happy to read it? Yeah? Yeah?
Jesus said, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never go hungry. Whoever believes in me will never be thirsty.
And that was Sarah leading that week, wasn't it? I don't really know what you got up to. Would you like to say it, tell us anything? Who was here with Sarah when you did about the bread of life? Can you remember anything? Oh, you made toast. That sounds good. Sorry? Paper toast. Yummy. Oh, you bread for communion. It all linked together there. Fantastic. And then we moved on to, are you five or six? Five. Ivy, would you like to choose someone to read it for you? Who do you think would like to read this out for Ivy? Oh, Katie, fantastic. Thank you very much. So I know you're starting big school, but you might not be quite ready to read this one out.
Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me.
Thank you. So that was Tracy leading up that week. Anything you want to say, Tracy, about what you got up to? Sorry, putting you on the spot, but so long ago. Anybody who was here with Tracy, what did you get up to, Samuel? You don't remember either. It was obviously so exciting. About following Jesus being the way and the truth and the life. It kind of speaks for itself, really, doesn't it? Being the way to follow Jesus. And finally was Peter last week with our all-age service. Are you happy to read it for Daniel? Thank you.
Jesus said, I am the resurrection of life. Anyone who believes in me will live.
And Peter did a lot about new beginnings as well, about new starts in school and the new year, and was following footprints around. Anything you want to add? That's great. Like, we like short and sweet. That's super. So if you want to go and sit back down at your places, you can leave those with me. Thank you very much. I thought it'd be quite good. We've thought a lot about who Jesus is. I wonder who we are. Who am I? Are there two brave volunteers? They don't have to be children, and it's not too scary. Who would like to come and play a game to find out who they are? Oh, Katie. Katie and Katie. There we go. Let's have a Katie. This game is very straightforward. They can ask questions to find out who they are, but they can only be yes and no questions. Oh, that's far too big. You've got a small head. Let's see if that's going to be better. And we can give them some help along the way. That's now too small. We'll get there. Just a technical hitch. Let's see if that's about right. That's about right. So, no peeping. Come and stand at the front for us so everybody else can see. Right. I'm going to give you one big clue to start with. They are animals. Right, so, Katie P., can you ask a question? Does it fly? Does it have four legs?
Does it have fur?
Does it have fur? Yes.
That narrows it down.
Does it live in a zoo?
Is it in the zoo?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Do I have four legs?
Does she have four legs? Yeah. Might not always move on all four, but it does, I'd say yes, have four legs.
Does it have four legs?
Does it have four legs? Yes. Go on then, have a guess if you want.
Am I kangaroo?
Oh, that's a good guess, but no, you're not a kangaroo. You're not in Australia, generally. Katie? What about something to do with size or...
Am I big?
Is she big? Yes, definitely big.
Am I big or small?
Not particularly big, no. Generally fairly small.
Can I guess?
Can you guess? You can guess if you want to guess.
Am I an elephant?
Yay! You're an elephant! Should give you one more question to see if you can work it out. So you know you've got fur, you're not particularly big, you have four legs but don't always use all four legs. What else do you know? I'm going to give you a couple of clues then, shall I? You've got a long tail.
Monkey.
Well done, Katie. It wasn't deliberate, Jan. We'll be honest though, it was not deliberate. So, that's not who God says we are though, obviously, is it? He doesn't say we're monkeys and elephants. He has made us very unique and special. And we can play with it later, Lydia, okay? God says, what does God say? You're helping me, are you? Lovely. Any ideas? Who does God say you are? Any thoughts? What do you think God says about you? Tell you what, let's put some ideas up on the screen then. God says, we are a new creature. We are a friend of Jesus. We are a temple of the Holy Spirit. These are all verses that have come out of the Bible, but I haven't put all the links on. We are loved. We are a child of God, and we are his awesome workmanship. And I think that's pretty special to remember because it's all very well, thank you. You're very, very helpful this morning, aren't you? Very, very helpful this morning. And that's something we need to take heart in our lives as well, isn't it? That we are a child of God and that we are so special to him, each and every one of us. And that's going to lead us nicely back to Jo.
So we're going to sing about being a friend of God. We are all special in his eyes. So shall we stand to sing? Amen. Please take a seat.
Checking him on the right bits of the surface. All right, so we're going to present the books to all the children now, which... is really exciting. So Peter's going to come up and help me, and I'll call out the names, and then you can hopefully come up enthusiastically and collect them. So we've got three children this year moving up into Extreme, which is our sort of middle group, so it means they're into year three at school, And we like to give them a Bible as a sign of this being kind of a special moment for them. So we've got this fantastic, is it Katrina's not here? We've got Jediah. That's it. Wow.
Well done.
Excellent. And Joe. That's all right. Yeah. Right, then we'll just go randomly after that. We've got Frankie. Can I come? You can bring Mummy if you need to.
That's great.
And Sam. Sam-o. Might have to come over to Sam. And we've got Daniel. There we go. Well done, Daniel. Hopefully you've forgiven me. And Hannah. And Kimberly. And Jake. Where have we got to? Right, then we've got Chloe Ann. And Katie E. And Molly. Oh, Molly's gone shy as well. There we go. Let's see. We've got Victoria. Come on, Victoria. That's it. And Ivy. That's it. Ivy's starting her big school tomorrow, aren't you, Ivy? That's it. And Eleanor. Go see Peter. That way. And Julia. You're going to... No. Lots of shy ones today. Let's see. And we've got one for Gabriel. Just coming. And Albert. You want to come and get a book, Albert? Come on. Oh, and for Lydia. She'll give you that one. Can I go show Daddy? That's it, go show Daddy your book. Then we've got Samuel A. And Ronaldo. And Luke. Right, we're getting there. We've got Belle. She's gone in the... she's out the back. We can... That's it. Oh. And I'm sorry, I don't know your little one's name, but we've got a book for her too. What's her name? Oh, beautiful dress. There we go. And we've got Abigail. There we go. Abigail. Oh, perfect timing, Felicity. There we go. Yeah. And Janet. And Joshua A. That's it. We're getting there. And Samuel Creasy. And Ezekiel. That's... go. And Rachel. That's it. And Deborah. And Sally. And Jennifer. And Katie Player. Yeah, I think we were almost all sorted. So we'll sort out. If anybody didn't, I think we're all here, aren't we? Then yeah, I hope you enjoy those. And then the other big thank you to Joyce, because she has worked hard to order all those books for us. We really appreciate your help, Joyce. So then a massive thank you to Angela, who has once again come up trumps with this amazing looking cake. I don't know how she managed to cook such a big cake. It's amazing. And when we go out to Sunday Club in a few moments, we're going to take it with us. We will try not to eat all of it before you finish church. We might leave you a bit. So if all the children who would like to come and gather round. Don't stand too close.
I've got a lighter if you
want. Angela was very organised. Try and gather round in the front of it there. Try and let the little ones come nearer the front.
I'll stand behind them.
Yep. That's it. Do you know what? I don't actually know how old Sunday Club is. But we have one candle. Oh, and I'm gonna. Well, let's try again.
Gonna sing.
It doesn't want to light. There we go. Right, should we sing Happy Birthday to Sunday Club? Yeah? Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear. Oh, happy birthday to you. Hang on, we haven't got a light to light. Come on, candle. Right, and now blow. Hey! Oh, dear. Candle went out before it was supposed to, before anyone had blown it, and I'm going to hand over to Peter.
Just ask the young people just to stay, because you're going to go out in a moment. So if the young people would like to just stay here while we say a prayer. Not today. So let's pray for our Sunday Club. And for their leaders, let's pray. Loving God, we thank you for birthdays and celebrations. We thank you for all that the young people have been learning about this summer, about who you are and who they are in you. And Lord, we pray your blessing on all our young people here in our church. We pray that they will continue to learn more about your love. And we pray for our leaders as well. We thank you for them, and we commission them again for this new season. We pray that you will inspire them and bless them in their leading, and that you will draw other people to help in that good work. And Lord, we thank you that these children are also our teachers. Thank you for all that we can learn and receive from them. So bless them, we pray now, in Jesus' name. Amen. And can we thank Claire for her leading this morning? And for all our Sunday school helpers, let's give them all a round of applause. Okay, so you're going to go into the hall and enjoy some good times in there. I've chosen two Bible readings today that continues what we've already begun this morning about Jesus' identity. And first of all, the question of Jesus' identity is raised in our gospel reading from Matthew chapter 16, verses 13 to 20. And Tracy's going to read to us.
When Jesus came to the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, "Who do people say the Son of Man is?" They replied, "Some say John the Baptist, others say Elijah, and others still Jeremiah or one of the prophets." "But what about you?" he asked. "Who do you say I am?" Simon Peter answered, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Jesus replied, "Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for this was not revealed to you by man, but by my Father in heaven. And I tell you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not overcome it. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you lose on earth will be loosed in heaven." Then he warned his disciples not to tell anyone that he was the Christ.
Thank you, Tracy. Knowing who Jesus is, we are to then welcome him into our lives. So we hear our second reading from Revelation chapter 3.
"Here I am. I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and eat with him, and he with me. To him who overcomes, I will give the right to sit with me on my throne, just as I overcame and sat down with my Father on his throne. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches."
Thank you, Tracy. Let us pray. Yes, Lord, we would listen to what your Spirit is saying to the church, what you are saying to us this morning. So open wide the door of our hearts, we pray, that we may receive you and welcome you with our all. Amen. On this Sunday Club anniversary, the children have inspired us today with their learning and their activities over the summer. They have taken a closer look at who Jesus is. And on seeing him, they have delighted in what they have seen and have desired to take that closer walk with Jesus. And today they have encouraged us to take a closer look at Jesus and to walk closer with Jesus. It's as though, looking at those "I am" sayings of Jesus, they have held up a magnifying glass for us to get that larger view, that more focused view of who Jesus is. The images that Jesus uses about himself are truly rich in meaning. And when we study them, it's rather like that game of Pass the Parcel. The music stops and we take away a layer of the wrapping paper, only to discover that there is another layer waiting to be opened. And I'm sure you'll agree, so it is with Jesus. Through the gospel words, we constantly discover more and more as we go deeper and deeper, knowing who Jesus is. And the prize? Well, the prize is not just knowing more about Jesus, head knowledge, but surely the prize is growing closer to Jesus and deepening our relationship with him. That is something that the Christian is always to be about, growing closer to Jesus day by day. And we help one another in that. In Pass the Parcel, the whole group shares the act of unwrapping. And likewise, the whole circle of the church shares insights and discoveries. We help one another to see Jesus and to know Jesus. And that is a prize worth having. And a prize not just for one, but for all. So now we know the I Am sayings of Jesus speak powerfully into our lives, just as they spoke powerfully to those who first heard it. For, as we said when we began our worship, Jesus is alive. He is alive, and his words are alive in you and in me. His word is personal, and it is universal. It is for all. Just as Jesus asked the Apostle Peter, he asks you directly this morning, who do you say that I am? We enjoyed the guessing game earlier on. And I suppose in that gospel reading, it seemed like they were trying to guess who Jesus was. But they could know who he was by his word and his works. He showed who he was, that he was from the Father. We don't have to guess anymore. We know far more than those first disciples. So Jesus says, who am I? Who am I to you? How will you respond this morning? Jesus says to you this morning, I am the vine. Will you respond, thank you, Lord, that my life is grafted into your life, that you tend my life like a vineyard, and you prune with wisdom and gentleness. Let my life bear good fruit. Jesus says to you this morning, I am the good shepherd. Will you respond, thank you, Lord, that I am one of your flock. I belong to you eternally. You care for me and you protect me. You are the gate to good pasture. And Jesus says to you today, I am the bread of life. Will you respond by saying, thank you, Lord, for all the ways in which you nourish my life and satisfy my deepest longings. I will feed on you, the living bread of heaven. And Jesus says to you today, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Will you respond by saying, thank you, Lord, for your guidance. You guide my way. Thank you for your promises, which are true. You lead me into all truth. And thank you for giving me life in all its fullness. And Jesus says to you today, I am the resurrection and the life. Will you respond by saying, thank you, Lord, for defeating death and giving me the gift of eternal life, starting now, starting today? All of those promises are yes and amen. And all of those promises are for you today, for this week ahead, with all that it might hold for us, all the uncertainties. And lastly, Jesus says to you today, I am the light of the world. Will you respond by saying, Lord, shine your light in my life. May I shine for you this week. I pray that you will say yes to all that Jesus is for you. Those who accept Jesus as the great I am are truly blessed. Knowing that we are in Christ, knowing that he is all of this to us and more, we go on our way blessed as his followers and witnesses. Because, as I close, these I am sayings of Jesus have shown us the connection between knowing and following, understanding and discipleship go hand in hand. Our closer look at Jesus must lead to that closer walk with Jesus. Knowing him leads us to loving him. In this new season of activity, Jesus stands at the door of our life and knocks. Let us not leave him on the doorstep, but let us open that door. And if we've already opened it, let's open that door even wider. Open our lives even wider to let more of Jesus in. To welcome him into our lives. Enjoy his fellowship and friendship. And walk closely with him. Amen. Sarah's going to come and lead us in our prayers for others.
The theme is strong this morning because my prayers are based on the I am statements of Jesus as well. After each section, there will be a short time of silence just for you to bring your own prayers and thoughts to God. So let's pray. Jesus, you are the light of the world. Please give light and clarity to our leaders in Parliament so they can do what is best for our country, especially those who need extra support to live and are already struggling to get by. Lord, you are the perfect leader, and we ask you to instill your wisdom into everyone involved in making decisions and those fighting for justice. We pray for unity in your name. Jesus, you are the bread of life. There are so many people in need, physically, mentally, and spiritually. We believe, Lord, that you can meet all needs. We remember before you Margaret, Wendy, Caroline, Nick, Roger, and Elizabeth's sister's friend Rosemary. We ask that your healing hand be upon them. We thank you for the work of Reach, Open Mind, and Town Pastors, and ask that you provide all they require to meet the needs of those they serve in your name. Jesus, you are the good shepherd who tends and cares for his flocks. And we thank you that you love the world so much that you sacrificed your life for us. We ask you to continue to protect us from danger. We pray that you will be with the persecuted church around the world. Make your presence known strongly to every single Christian who is teased, ridiculed, hurt, jailed, or killed because they love you and refuse to renounce their faith in you. Fill them with assurance, peace, hope, and courage. Jesus, you are the true vine. Hold on to us tightly, Lord, as we also cling on to you to remain as living branches. We ask you to prune us when necessary and enable us to bear plentiful fruit in our lives to glorify your name and make you known to and by those around us. Jesus, you are the gate, the resurrection and the life, and the way, the truth and the life. We know that every person needs you, Lord. Some are searching for you. Some are searching for something, but they don't really know what, and others haven't recognized that need yet. We ask you to fill us with your Holy Spirit, to enable us to demonstrate your love through our deeds, and to make you known through our words. Make us bold to declare you as the only answer that we will ever need for all of eternity. Thank you for sharing the privilege of this mission with us. Amen. We will now say the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Thank you, Sarah, for those prayers which have sealed God's word to us in our heart and have applied it to the world and our needs today. Our final song invites us to trust in him alone. Whatever our journey in this coming week, may we know the Lord is my shepherd.
Shall we stand to sing?
Let us pray. Lord Jesus, help us to see your footprints and in them to plant our own, to follow you closely. With gratitude, we dedicate these gifts and all that is given in different ways. As we go with your love in our hearts, your truth in our minds, your strength in our wills, knowing that when we walk with you, we shall stand before you in the assurance of your welcome and the joy of our homecoming. Amen. Amen. May the blessing of the Lord rest upon you and those you love this day and forevermore. Amen.